So if you were to lose your job because of the bad economy, what then? A lot of people these days are working on their plan B.
I think about going back to school, to tell you the truth. I'm not too far out, so going back and maybe taking some student loans.
Taylor Dunn of Denver raises money for Colorado conservation voters. Fellow Denverite Joe Denyes is a paralegal.
I thought the perfect thing was maybe I'll just go to work for Macy's. And you open up the paper the next day, they've closed doors, they're laying off. So I don't know what to think.
All these what-ifs and doom and gloom can be stressful. NPR's Jeff Brady has been talking with people who have advice on how to manage stress in tough economic times.
Even if the worst happens and you do lose your job, it's possible to make it through and maybe even thrive. Just ask Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper.
I got laid off on July 5th of 1986. I remember it like it was yesterday.
In the 80s, Hickenlooper was a geologist in the oil industry. He says what helped him get through that dark time after the layoff was thinking back to his past successes, even as far back as high school when he was a baseball pitcher and won a few big games for his team. That helped him change his attitude about being let go.
You know, it's funny, maybe it was self-delusion, but I kind of found a level of confidence that I don't think I'd had before. And I actually began talking about and thinking about it like it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. And I was just saying that this is going to be the chance of my lifetime.
Hickenlooper eventually gave up geology and became quite successful in the restaurant business before being elected mayor in 2003. That sort of resilient attitude can be a lesson even to those who still have jobs but are worried about the future. Psychologist Nancy Molitor says it's important not to freak out. In her suburban Chicago practice, she's noticing a lot of anxiety, insomnia, and even depression.
I have some patients who are literally afraid to open their bills, are afraid to go into work. You know, it seems, you know, irrational. At the very time they need to be vigilant at work and need to be concentrating, some of my patients are literally having trouble getting up in the morning and going into work.
Molitor encourages her patients to focus on the things they can control and commit to a plan in writing that will help them get through the tough economic times. That could include a strategy for keeping your job, according to Tahara Probst. She's an industrial organization psychologist at Washington State University in Vancouver, Washington.
Individuals who are savvy about the current economic climate, I think, are going to constantly seek out those new training opportunities, efforts to update their skills so that they will be more indispensable to the organization. And that's not something that just happens by itself. You know, you have to constantly be making the case for why you and why your position is critical for the success of the organization.
Back on the street in downtown Denver, there's evidence people have taken this sort of advice seriously and are in the process of implementing their Plan Bs. Mimi Weiss teaches mathematics at the University of Colorado and says she's seeing an increase in students who are returning to school. She says her evening classes are full.
My students are much more motivated. They are doing their homework and asking a lot of questions in class. I notice a big difference.
Weiss says most of the students talk about going on to an engineering school or finding a career in another field with more security. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
For tips on how to cope with financial stress, go to npr.org.